Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 22nd, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It has been a great week at Camp Courageous. We call this week Carnival Week. The highlight of the week is the campers traveling to the Great Jones County Fair here in Monticello, Iowa. A big thank you to the Great Jones County Fair Board for allowing the campers and staff to come in for free, to Evans Shoals for providing free carnival rides, and our good friends at the Monticello Lions Club for providing all the campers and staff a wonderful meal. Today we're going to be visiting with Kristen Lucas. Chris has been with the camp for a number of years now. She's our new respite care director. Here's Kristen telling us a little bit about herself.
My name is Kristen Lucas. I'm the respite director at Camp Courageous. I grew up in the Manchester area, so I kind of was always familiar with camp growing up. My sister worked in the dietary department for a few years, and she kind of helped me get introduced to camp. I came out and volunteered for some respite weekends when I was in high school. The summer during COVID, I was supposed to come work at camp as a counselor, and camp closed, so I ended up actually working over at the garage sale as a volunteer for the summer. After camp reopened, I came back for the next two summers. And then after I graduated from the University of Iowa, I came out here as the new respite director. When I volunteered for respites in high school, it was my first experience hands-on working with individuals with disabilities. So it taught me a lot about how to work with the population, and it made me fall in love with the work. It taught me that individuals with disabilities are just like anybody else, and they deserve to have a fun recreation experience and camp experience just like any other camper. I went to the University of Iowa for therapeutic recreation, largely because of my experience volunteering out here in high school. Being on the director side of camp is a different perspective for me, and it's teaching me a lot about how camp runs. It's a great way to connect with the families in a way that I didn't as much as a counselor. On the administrative side, working with the families teaches me a lot more about how to build a successful experience at camp for everybody involved. Camp Courageous's respite program offers a great opportunity for families to not only send their camper to camp to have a fun quality experience, but also to have some respite for the family to do whatever they need to do. Respite is a good opportunity for campers who may not be ready for a week long or who have never experienced camp before to come check out camp, get adjusted to it, and for the families to also learn about camp on a shorter time. I'm always open to having those phone calls and conversations with parents to answer any questions and concerns that they have, especially if they're first-time campers, families. I also encourage families who have never seen camp before to reach out if they want to set up a tour and learn about the facility and actually see where they're sending their camper and where they're going to be for the weekend. I feel like that's a great way to get any questions answered as you see the areas and to help reassure the families that the campers are in a great place for the weekend.
Thank you, Kristen. This week is RAGBRAI, Register's annual great bicycle ride across to Iowa. And one of the groups called the Cubs, the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, does a fundraiser for camp every year. And so this coming Friday, they'll be down in Coralville where they'll have a nice dinner and an auction for the camp. A big thank you. They've been doing this for decades and a wonderful group of individuals. Right around the corner is the pineapple sale and the pineapple gala. A big thank you to the Hy-Vee stores. Starting July 31st through August 13th, they'll be selling pineapples with part of the proceeds going to Camp Courageous. Then on August 18th at 6 p.m. will be the Pineapple Gala at the Double Tree in Cedar Rapids. A great time if you're ever thinking about putting together a little auction item like a basket or something that you think that we could auction off at the gala. We would be super grateful. Also, it's a perfect time to buy your tickets. The tickets are $75 a piece. You can either buy them through camp or online at campcourageous.org. One of the things that will make this year's Pineapple Gala quite unique is our good friends at U.S. Bank have donated to Camp Courageous a beautiful 1980 Shea Model A replica. They only made 5,000 of these. They have a modern transmission and chassis, runs beautiful, and it has the old horn that sounds just like the old Model A's. A big thank you to DJ Glasgow, Vice President and District Manager for U.S. Bank, and our good friends James Erickson and Nancy Link from the Cedar Rapids offices made it all possible also. So you can bid on that right now. Once again, go to campcourageous.org, check out the Pineapple Gala, and you don't have to attend the event to bid on the Model A. Memorials this past week or so where individuals have asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous includes Chuck Eckhart. Chuck was from the Waterloo area, a great individual, great supporter of the camp for years. He died at the age of 91. And Chuck and his family asked that his memorials go to Camp Courageous. Also, our dear friend Roman Welter died at the age of 95 from here in Monticello. Roman was an incredible supporter of the camp. Everything from the earliest days of Camp Courageous he was involved in. Hardly ever missed an open house or a breakfast, along with his wife Rosemary. Very active with the Pineapple Gala. He helped Lee Clark back with the fruitcakes when we first started that. He husked corn, planted a garden for the camp of fresh vegetables, cooked omelets, traveled with Leo and Louise Grieco to Branson as a benefit, stained tons of wood out here at camp, provided Christmas trees for the camp, and the list goes on and on and on. A dear friend, our sympathy goes out to his entire family. His wife, not too long ago, passed away of 67 years. A great family and a great supporter of many organizations, and we are grateful that Camp Courageous is one of those. Camp Courageous hopes that you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.